Hey, do you ever look at your closet and think you have nothing to wear? Or is it just me? It's not just me, right? This is why I can't believe I didn't discover Armoire clothing rentals earlier. With an Armoire membership, I can now build the perfect wardrobe with high-quality brands that I wouldn't normally think I could afford, such as Philip Lim, Monique Lhuillier, and Marni. Doesn't it just sound fancy? To get started, all you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. And then when you're ready for new clothes, boom, swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I recently rented a pale lime green leather blazer from Alice and Olivia. You may have seen it on our Instagram stories. I am obsessed. It's so perfect. If you're like me who doesn't want to spend all that time putting together a look, but also loves looking stylish. Right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/dateable. That is armoire.style. That's spelled armoire.style/dateable to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. The Dateable Podcast is an insider's look into modern dating that the Huffington Post calls one of the top 10 podcasts about love and sex. On each episode, we'll talk to real daters about everything from sex parties to sex droughts, date fails to diaper fetishes, and first moves to first loves. I'm your host, Yue Xu, former dating coach turned dating sociologist. You'll also hear from my co-host and producer, Julie Krafchik, as we explore this crazy dateable world. We are back tonight with another live streaming show on Get Vocal. We had a very rowdy show last week and gave away a very unique prize. You would have to watch the playback in order to see what it was. But tonight will be equally as exciting because we will be talking about what makes you dateable. All you have to do is download the Get Vocal app. That's spelled G-E-T-V-O-K-L. It's completely free. Search for the Dateable Podcast. And when we're live, you can just click join broadcast. You can either watch a show or my up as a guest. It's super interactive and a great way to open up a candid conversation. So join tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time on Get Vocal or join our Instagram Live or Facebook Live. And don't worry if you missed tonight's show though. We have two more shows coming up in the next two Wednesdays and you can always watch our show on playback on Get Vocal. Hey everyone, welcome to another bonus episode of the Dateable Podcast. Don't you love it? It's like you're getting something for free.
Yeah,
bonus. I mean, you're already getting it for free, but now you're getting like something for free.
It's like super free right
super
now.
Super free.
Clearance. Clearance marked up.
Free, get one free. This bonus episode was taped at a bar on the Upper East Side in New York when Julie and I went there for an event. Not at the bar. We were invited by Circle in the Wing to do an event about intergenerational learnings and networking. Part of our trip, we decided to visit my favorite bar from my early 20s called Mad River.
Yue's face is on the door, like, don't let her in.
I've been banned.
I was supposed to say that, right?
Damn it. Blew my cover. So while we were at Mad River, we met the manager there, Ryan, who's like, girls, I have a ton of good stories for you, learnings for you, being a bartender.
The bartender sees everything.
The bartender, they see everything. They hear, and also, they're just so good at analyzing going on. Like they can detect what's going on a date before the people on the date could even know.
Isn't it like bartenders or therapists, right?
And psychics, so they don't like everything, right? So we were like, Ryan, let's get you on an episode. Let's tape this and let's just do it at the bar. So we did that and we maybe had a drink or two.
I'm so happy we did this because we've been actually talking about this forever. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about doing overheard dates because like what we just said, they hear everything. I think also what he pointed out to, which was super interesting, it's like how people treat the bartender says so much about them. So there's like different signs of just like how you're interacting with other people at the bar, like all of that, like he observes as a bartender and manager, but also people on dates, that can be stuff that you start to observe about your date.
So it may make you look at bartenders a little differently.
Yeah, and if they really like you, they also might hook you up too. So
yeah, with a date or a drink.
Yeah. And if your date's a bomb.
Right? Then you can go home with them.
So many opportunities. I think the new bartender, though, is probably the Uber driver. What they get on the way back from the date.
Oh, my God.
gosh.
People in the car coming back from a date.
Yeah. I don't want to be part of that. There's so much happening in Ubers. I don't even want to know what I'm sitting on. But okay, let's just talk. Let's focus and talk about this episode. Here we are. Bartender Ryan. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dateable. And no, you're not hearing things because we are actually at a place that's not quiet. We're at a very lively bar here on the Upper East Side in New York City called Mad River. One of my all-time favorites when I lived in New York. We frequented this place so much every Wednesday after a dance class. It was ridiculous. Like, we knew everyone. We knew the menu inside out. We are with the manager of Mad River, Ryan, who is new, right?
New. 1 month in.
1 month in.
So he was not here when you were a frequent customer.
Yeah, we did not. No.
I didn't see all of the shit shows.
The
and
shit
all
show, the hot messes was probably
you
the
thing. 20s.
Oh my goodness. I don't even remember what those stories were. So let's just erase all those memories for now. But I will give a little background on Ryan. He's 34 years old, born and raised on the Upper East Side in New York City, which is a very rare thing. You are an unicorn, and you are single.
Happily single. Did
you just get out of a relationship?
What does that mean?
I was in an 8-year-long relationship.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were like, fuck that?
Yeah, I'm like, I've had enough. I was like, I have more oats to sow. I have more living to do. I didn't want to feel held down anymore. And now... I'm so happy, honestly.
When did you guys break up?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay.
I've just been on a tear since, you know.
Good. Yeah. Just like get it.
Getting it, yeah. Just taking advantage. You're living in New York City. You're having like all these opportunities. You can go out any night of the week. You never have to see the same people again for the most part.
Exactly.
Except when you work in a bar and then they know where you're at.
And
then they come and find you whenever they want,
yeah,
which is a new development for me.
So tell us about some of the observations you've had here at Mad River.
Some of the observations I've had here at Mad River.
I'm assuming you've seen a lot of dates or just drunk people trying to hook up.
Yeah.
Well, I've only been here a month, but I have seen some. Like, well, there's another bartender who works here, and a couple nights ago he comes in, he brings some girl in on a first date. And met in an elevator really drunk one night, and they decided to go out, and she's just another shot of vodka, and I can see already where this is going. And you can literally watch people go from being a little nervous in the beginning,
yes,
to loosening up to just groping each other at the bar.
Wait,
within
Ryan,
a matter of an
shots
hour.
Shots of vodka on a date, that's aggressive, right?
It's aggressive.
But he works here, you said?
He does work here. So it's
on
almost
the house?
Well, there's a little bit of a you rub my back, I'll rub yours type of thing going on. A quick
you rub
quote,
my
quote.
Something and I'll yeah, rub oh, yours hey something
now.
Too. I don't think it's just
oh,
the back.
Oh, wait, yeah, not just the back, no. Multiple rubbings going on.
But I admit I've been at bars before and I totally have done that progression of like starting off like here, then ending up like here. And I always wonder if anyone's watching me. And now the answer is yes.
So do you judge, I guess not judge, but you can assess how a date will go based on what they order.
Oh,
right?
Yes, by how they're, by the amount that they're drinking,
uh-huh,
by the regularity with which they're getting more drinks and whatnot, how well she's laughing, her body intonations, which if she's sitting more facing him, are their hands kind of overlapping
okay,
each other?
Okay, let's break it down. Let's
yeah,
break
there's
it down.
A lot of nuance going on here.
What are some signals of a date that's not going to go well?
If she's kind of slouched back a little bit, if I see her kind of checking on her phone more often than
bad.
I think she should, maybe she's seeing like what else is going on. It's what I'm tending to think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's trying to show him some silly cat video on YouTube.
Probably so you're right.
I think I'm probably right. She might be a little bit bored or losing focus.
Or she's like ordering water.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And sometimes I'll see the girl able to drink more than the guy, which is a new one for me sometimes.
And what's the result of something like that?
The guy can get, he'll go from being a little quiet to then being too loose-lipped.
Oh.
And he'll maybe start divulging things he shouldn't divulge.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, he's not doing himself any favors I think you want to loosen up and you get too loose.
So have you ever like overheard a conversation that was either like awkward or going amazing?
every day. And then, so, and then I have this internal question that I have with myself, like, do you interject? Do you want to let other people know that you can overhear their conversations?
Do you interject?
I did. Case-by-case basis, I will say something. Because sometimes I think of myself as, like, a help. I want to help facilitate this for the guy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And for, or for the girl.
You're an advocate.
I am an advocate. I want people to be happy, and I want them to be together. And
But what are some signs of a couple that... Okay, so we've talked about signs of a date that's not going to go well.
Yes.
What about some signs of a date that you think there's potential for a second date?
Like, if I see what could be true love.
Yeah.
I've only
potential.
Been here a month. I don't know if I've seen this true love, this unicorn of
maybe
love.
Maybe they're not coming
through.
To Mad River. They're yeah. looking for true love.
But I think, like, the physical touch, like some of the stuff you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. is like, yeah. you can see yeah. when a date is going well versus, like, you're like a mile apart on the bar, you know?
Have you ever seen someone on a, like, two people on a date where one person's drinking a lot more than the other one? Because usually I try to pace myself with the
yeah,
person.
Yeah, same.
Or sometimes what I'll see instead of that is that one person will come to the date already a wreck.
Oh!
A wreck or like a couple drinks?
They'll have
like
a wreck.
Or a wreck.
I'll wow. notice that they're a wreck because they'll tell the same stories multiple times. And they'll ask the same questions over and over again. And it's almost like I know more about your date than you know about your date by the end.
Oh
and
my
it's not
God.
A good look. And sometimes I almost want to like swoop in and be like, just say something, but that would be overstepping my bounds as the bartender manager. I just want to...
But sometimes I think they do want to rely on you.
They do, yeah.
Have you had a circumstance where someone was hitting on you in the middle of their date? Where you took someone home who was on a date?
I have gotten a phone number on a date while somebody else was on a date. I said to them, oh, are you doing an event here, Pop? You might want to do an event here. If you give me your number, I'll send you event info. Because there's this whole upstairs room that they have parties and different types of things in. So that was the guise of which I got her phone number. Or she said, another girl said that she did public relations. And I said, oh, maybe we could do some kind of trade-off with public relations for drinks at the bar.
Did you think they were like, they were business though? Or do you think they were like, have the underlying message of, I want to flirt with you?
I think it was underlying message. Okay. Maybe a little bit, a hand on my shoulder at one point. There was some Kino escalation going on. And that was an indicator to me that maybe that was something that she was interested in.
That's smooth because that's like a good way to get the number while you're on the date.
Absolutely.
Because like a guy's not going to be like, don't give it to him for business, right? Like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen someone else swoop in on a date?
Let's take a quick break because I have a feeling you may want a glass of wine. Am I psychic or what? There is nothing like winding down with a glass of wine while listening to your favorite podcast. And now with First Leaf, you can save money on award-winning wine that you're guaranteed to love. How? First Leaf uses your feedback and ratings to curate wine selections personalized to your unique taste. I just received my first shipment of 6 bottles after taking the wine quiz. I gotta say, they were pretty spot on. But the most fun part is drinking each bottle and then rating them online. Now First Leaf knows even more about my wine preferences. And in case you were wondering, no, I did not drink all 6 bottles in one sitting. I'm not an animal. Want to give First Leaf a try? You can take advantage of an exclusive introductory offer of $29.95 for 6 bottles plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf, that's LEAF.com/dateable. That's 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/dateable. Now back to this episode.
Yeah, have you ever seen someone else swoop in?
I don't know. It takes a lot of confidence to swoop in on somebody else mid-date. It would be pretty insulting. No, I don't think I've seen it directly in front of my face quite like that.
So I went, I remember, I was at a bar once on a date, and the bartender was like, are you on a date, when he went to the bathroom? Like, he could tell. And I was, like, asking what was obvious about it, and he was basically just, like, sensing our conversation wasn't super flowing, like, we knew each other well. And he made a comment that there was one time that a guy were on a date, he sensed it wasn't going well, he went to the bathroom, and then he was on it, and he ended up leaving with her.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Swooping.
So I don't know if he
was like trying that move with me too. I don't know what was happening. If that's like his go-to, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes, you know, it's not like anybody has possession of each other when they're on a date. No.
I like that idea, though. I'm going to use that. I'm going to start, like, giving the guy lots of water and stuff like that to, like, try to encourage a quick bathroom break for him.
I was going to ask, have you ever, like, gone up to people and been like, I think you got, are you guys on a date? Like, have you ever called it?
I'll tell you what happened to me. I went to a bar with my brother's girlfriend's friends a couple, like last week, and I was with them, and another girl asked me, are you with those girls? And I said, no, I'm not with those girls. And then she was just...
She swooped in
on me.
Damn.
And then she started asking me like inappropriate questions, like she was really drunk. like
what?
Do you eat good?
Oh,
pussy?
And wow.
I'm like, hey, what's your name again? Like, what is going on here?
How does that make you feel?
Hopeful. Like this could be my night. Like, maybe I've done something good in a past lifetime that's going to result in like all these good things happening for me. And then she tells me that some guy named, should I say the guy's name? Some guy on Tinder. She was talking to some guy on Tinder, and the guy on Tinder told her to have sex with another dude in public. And she was like, do you want to sleep with me in public? And I was like, you know, alright. Like, for some other dudes, like, so she can tell some other guy about it. And I was like, what is going on?
I will say there
right
is
now?
The reputation that New Yorkers are more direct.
Oh yeah.
This is 100% validated.
Our guy
that.
Friends think New York is a gold mine for aggressive women, and they want to come here and date. Because in San Francisco, I guess it's not the same way.
Why? The women are a little bit more shy or reserved, do you think?
I would say reserved, but I do think women are more aggressive in New York because of the numbers. Because of the ratio. There is just more women than men here.
Oh.
So they got to be a little bit more... they got to be a little bit more competitive.
I don't know. I think...
That was an anomaly for me, actually.
I will say, New Yorkers, though, in general, I think are more straight shooters than...
Yeah.
West Coast is all, like, lovey-dovey, like, vibes, you know? It's like, New York is more to the point.
It's more like, hey, do you want to eat pussy? In San Francisco, it would be like, do you want to get a drink? What has been the most surprising thing about being a manager here at a bar in the month that you've been here?
Well, just late night. I guess when I, being single just in general, I never really go to bars by myself.
So I want to hear more about your dating life.
Yeah.
You made this comment like, it's awesome to be single.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I like to make other people, what makes me feel good is making other people feel good.
Okay.
And so seeing that response from other people and trying to help women learn how to use their bodies better, I find it tremendously rewarding.
What do you mean, help women how to use their bodies better? What does that mean?
I find many, many women are not fully sexualized.
In what way? Let's dive deeper.
Like,
they're not comfortable being sexual?
More like, they don't know how to get the maximum amount of pleasure from themselves, and they're probably not used to most guys also not being able to pull that out of them, like full body orgasm style.
What made you come to this conclusion?
Of what? What's the conclusion?
That women aren't fully sexualized, and you're finding women aren't.
Just from sleeping with many women is what, and then hearing their response afterwards.
Oh, feedback. You're getting feedback.
Physiological responses.
Okay. So has your number gone up instrumentally the last year?
Yes, in the last year and a half. Absolutely.
You gotta get it. Like,
I gotta get
it before. Years.
You don't have to give us numbers, but like 2x? 3x?
10x.
From where I was before.
Yeah, it's gotta be like 40x.
No, I mean...
30x.
I don't think about it in X as many as just like maybe double it. You know, maybe
okay.
I doubled my... No, actually, less than doubling my numbers, probably. But I already had good numbers.
Okay.
But not like good numbers in terms of... You know, I treat every woman... I want to make sure I'm very upfront with women beforehand. I'm there for a good time, not necessarily a long time.
And that's not what you're looking for. A long-term
relationship. That's not what I'm looking for. But, you know, the more you tell a woman that you're not interested in a relationship...
Isn't that interesting?
It's more like she wants to be in a relationship. Or she gets that idea in her head that she can change you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you find that
always
more occurrence?
And so sometimes they're ignoring the red flags.
What are your red flags for yourself? Like,
if a girl
was dating you, what would be the red flags they should be looking for in you?
what would be the red flags in me? Wow, yeah. This got really meta really fast.
I mean, probably to start, the fact that you said you don't want to be here for a long time is a pretty big red flag if you're looking for something for a long time.
Yes. Sometimes I'll tell women that I'd really like to find a bisexual woman, I think would be nice. Maybe one that would be open to like being with other women, but that one that would want to be with other women. Because I'm afraid that I'm going to get bored of a woman. But if she would be open to bring other women in occasionally, then...
But you want her to bring other people into the relationship.
Other women.
For you to enjoy Not like independently. They're like going...
Yeah, not independently.
Okay.
If she would bring other women in. I think I could see myself with a person like that long term, but I don't know if I'm looking for something that doesn't exist.
But what are you looking for, Ryan?
I'm fearful of becoming bored because I'm a pleasure seeker. I'm like somebody who likes to eat like a whole stack of pancakes and like eat life every single day. And I don't want to feel closed off or caged in or...
Do you think that's a product of being in an 8-year relationship?
I think it might just be a me. You know, just somebody who always lives life excessively.
Did you feel bored in the relationship?
You know, even though a little bit, yes, I did.
Okay.
Even though I love the person, I love the compassion, I love the communication, and the understanding of self-awareness that I could learn about myself through the dating, I still felt like there was more for me out there.
So do you want to like settle down with one person or are you unsure?
Yeah, what's your ultimate goal?
To find a bisexual woman.
You should move to SF. There's a ton of people ready for you.
Really? Even if they say that they're bisexual and they want to be with other women, I'm afraid that once we get further in, that they're going to change their thought process and they're going to shift.
We're seeing a trend at SF that tons of women are leaving to be with other women.
Yeah, but that's probably not what you want either. It's somebody who is a lesbian. You're looking for bisexual, not looking for a lesbian.
Right. You don't want them to leave you all together. It's going to be in the middle.
No. Yeah.
So it just sounds like
But I believe in what I bring to the table, so I'm not self-conscious.
What do you bring to the table?
Impeccable technique. I mean, impeccable.
Wait, how do you know?
I'm representing Mad River right now, so I have to be careful what I say, but...
Impeccable in terms of what you've gotten feedback?
Yes. Many women describing like that they didn't even know things that they could, that happened to them that they didn't even know was possible.
Wow.
So they basically, so you're like, even if they like other women, they're not leaving what they got here.
Yeah. It's pretty much like heroin according to them. But like, then I don't want to hurt women either. And so how do you not hurt women when you're giving them something that they can't get anywhere else? Because I know women can go out, you guys are great, you guys can go out to the bar, you can have sex with anybody any night of the week for the most part, you guys can go get action. But I'm trying to bring something that you wouldn't be able to get, which is, you know, it's almost like you could emotionally connect with somebody also doing it.
That's really interesting that you bring that up, because what you're saying is you're not looking for something serious. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. These women may be looking for that, but you're able to offer something different.
Different,
which is pleasure.
Pleasure, pleasure.
And you're very honest about that, I'm guessing.
I call it radical honesty. That's like my
honesty is what we're about.
My methodology.
As well. But then even when you are radically honest, you feel like there is still this underlining hope that these women have about changing you somehow. So then you're worried about hurting people.
Yes, I am definitely worried, because even as much as honest as I could possibly be, there's still feelings involved, because there's sexual energy is the most powerful energy that anybody has.
Have you ever caught feelings?
Yeah.
Like from one of these people?
Let's take a pause and appreciate the fact that spring is about to spring up soon. Before winter melts away, this is the perfect time to get ahead of the curve and stock up on the latest spring collection from ModCloth. Just a quick scroll through the website, you'll experience an eyegasm of pastel pinks, seafoam greens, and lilacs. I recently just ordered the adorable around the edges collared top in lavender. As the name suggests, this top is absolutely adorable and so perfect for work and play. At ModCloth, they believe fashion should celebrate all women, with their sizes ranging from 00 to 28. Their team of mod stylists can also hook you up with complimentary sizing and styling help. For Dateable listeners only, you get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. Just go to modcloth.com and enter the code DATEABLE at checkout. Again, just go to modcloth.com and enter the code DATEABLE for 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. Now, back to the show.
Have you ever caught feelings?
Yeah.
Like from one of these people.
No, there was. I'm usually, maybe because I don't want to be hurt, I tend to back away faster than they could. But, you know, there was one girl about a couple of months ago that I thought maybe I would have feelings for, I could have feelings for. But then I was seeing some red flags about her, that she was a touch selfish. And then she said to me that she's been having a great time, but that she wasn't looking for anything. And I was like, okay, that's like, that's fine. Like, good luck. And I was very surprised because I didn't think that she, the two times that we were intimate, first time she said that her period was induced during it, and the second time she was saying something about her, like an ovary incident that was aggravated, like a previous condition she had. So I never really got the chance to fully dazzle her before she did like the kind of breaking it off.
She also could have had other stuff going on, it sounds like, with like,
yeah,
who knows.
Yeah, I said, yeah, feel free to hit me up if you want something casual. And then that was the last I ever mentioned.
You didn't get to dazzle her, though.
You know what's what is crazy about this situation is you're 34 years old. So for a woman to meet you, just by age alone, they would probably assume, oh, he's of age to want to settle down or look for a serious relationship. Mm. And then they hear that you had gotten out of an eight-year relationship, and they might think, okay, then he's like very used to being in a relationship. So there's all these like other external voices that someone would have about you that would point in the direction of like, oh, maybe he's just going through a phase, but eventually he wants a full, long-term, committed relationship.
I was going to say that even if it's like the 8 years, it'd be like, maybe he's just feeling this right now.
Yeah,
like it's in possible. A couple months it's he'll possible. Change.
But you feel what you feel. That's the problem, right? It's like, I'm not going to date someone for the potential him. I'm dating someone for the present him. And I guess that's the conundrum, is that when someone dates you for their future Ryan, then they're going to get hurt.
So segue to takeaways.
Takeaway.
Good part. We'll wrap this up soon, but...
Wait, I was going to do one more part.
Wait, do you have notes?
Some ideas for dating for cheap? Are we on right now, by
the way? Dating for cheap in New York City? Okay, let's do it.
Since you're like the dating guru, because you work at a bar and clearly...
I don't know about a guru, but...
I
prefer not even to take them out on dates and just find somebody between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning and...
The bartender.
Yeah, I mean, that's very
right?
honest. I've slept with many bartenders here at Mad River.
Oh, really?
And it's always between 2:30 and 3:30.
But isn't that like when you're off, too, right?
That's
what
I'm off.
Like, you're not there on prime dating hours because you're here.
I've also only been bartending for a month. So
okay, right.
I haven't, like, and maybe eight times total ever. So...
Thought
we
caught
times.
You in like two out of those eight times.
Yeah, you guys. I'm not even bartending. Today's my day off. I was like, I just came in.
Oh,
to like,
you just
come
came in.
I wanted to be here for you guys. I was listening to your thing, and I was liked it so much. And I felt like we were actually kind of kindred spirits because I've always kind of imagined myself as, you know, like somebody offers like sexual advice or charity to women. You know,
you're so giving.
I always try to be over the top giving.
So you said that you have some tips for people since you've dated a lot in New York. What are some of your tips for dating cheap in New York?
Picnics in the park.
Okay.
You got set prices there. You could bring a bottle of wine and maybe a cheese and some crackers and call it a day. That's set.
And it's cute.
It's a nice meet cute idea. They're not going to think like, hey, he's just trying to bring me to a bar for a drink. It shows a little bit more thought than that.
Yeah.
By getting the cheese, probably for whatever you're going to buy for that wine, bottle of wine, would be one glass at a restaurant.
Exactly.
Can I just play devil's advocate on that one, though? Because if some guy took me for a picnic in the park, I would think he's probably more serious than what you're giving
off. Yeah, I wouldn't think he just wanted me between 2:30 and 3:30 a.m.
I would think it was like, that might be conflicting messages.
Unless
but keep
it's
going.
A booty
yeah.
call picnic in the park.
I'm just trying to think of cheap dates as opposed
next
to...
One.
Well, I was one of the first 100 customers at Chick-fil-A also. And so I got a free Chick-fil-A card. So I get 52 free Chick-fil-A meals for the year. And I went and I did that three times over the course of the last year.
God.
So I have 156 free Chick-fil-A meals. So
can I just point to the fact that there's only one Chick-fil-A in New York City?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-hmm. It used to be
in the last year they've opened up a number. That's how I've got all the cards.
No way. See, only one Chick-fil-A at NYU. That was like the secret Chick-fil-A. Okay.
So what is a girl's like reaction when you take her to Chick-fil-A?
I'm not going on a date with you if you're taking me to Chick-fil-A. No, okay.
That's what I was thinking.
I feel like everybody loves Chick-fil-A. It's universally loved. Nobody's dislike.
But I'm also going to judge you way hard if you take me to a Chick-fil-A on a first date.
That's fair. Actually. But sometimes I would go. My parents have a pool on their roof, and so I would go to the pool on my parents' roof, then Chick-fil-A, then back to my place.
You are so Upper East Side right now.
That would be like a move. Or the museum. The museum, it's suggested admission, so you can pay $1. Also, my friend has a website where you can get last-minute tickets to different types of shows and things like that.
Oh, what's the website called?
I called him up before we did this podcast, and I'm not allowed to say because discretion has its privileges with this thing. And I was like talking to him in France and stuff like that. He's like, call me on my Facebook Messenger because it'll be cheaper that way. And I'm like, can I say the name of the company or not? He said, don't say it.
Oh, it's like the black market.
I know.
That's my game. Other people will be taking their dates to Broadway shows.
Yeah, so that's one of them. And
I would totally think you were serious if you're taking me to a Broadway show, though.
One
just putting that out there, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty hefty date.
Oh, one more. I take him to Mad River for Dollar Taco Night.
I was going to say Dollar Tacos.
Thursday night at Mad River. Dollar Beer Night.
Do you have to pay because you work here?
I don't have to pay a dime, no. But so then what I could also do is other bartenders from surrounding bars come in, I hook them up, and then I can take a date there and then go quid pro quo with them. And then they'll hook me up, and then I can just bounce them around. Start them off at the other bar, then take them here
for
the triple shot finish off.
That's a great perk. That is a great perk.
It really is. It's one of the best. They don't even have to pay me here. Just that alone is really enough for me.
That's
the women and the drinking and the food. And the food, all of it.
What are some takeaways? We have this conversation with Ryan.
Where do we even start?
Well, the biggest takeaway is you can't change anybody. Stop trying to change someone. Wait it out. See the potential them. There's no use in any of that. You have to accept someone for the present them and accept them for who they are, where they are in this stage. And even though if it's a phase, it's still the present truth.
Take people at face value. I think I've learned that a couple ways the hard time. Someone tells you they don't want something serious, they probably don't. But I'm going to revert back to our earlier discussion of takeaways. And I think while you're on a date, know the bartender's always watching.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Use the bartender however you can. They are your resource.
Right.
Because the longer you stay there, the more you spend.
Also, too, I think, like, people will judge the way you treat other people that you encounter. Like, if you're not nice to a bartender or you're extra nice to them, like, I think people will see that as, like, a character value.
I do.
So
definitely.
Like, yeah, like, I've heard from other bartenders that like men don't really like engage with me and they ignore me and like all this stuff, but if you don't want to be too friendly that you're ignoring your date, but like be nice, like a nice person, and people will go a long way.
Always treat other people how you would want to be treated.
Yeah, even
though
it's
like the golden rule, right?
Even if it's just a fleeting like fling.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you and your drink a free drink, you know.
Can I just tell you my Mad River story?
Please.
I have so many.
I will divulge.
I was here one night with my friend Rob. We just finished a dance class. He taught a dance class at the New York Sports Club here around the corner. And we came over, and the bartender that was bartending that night looked like just like Michael Bublé. Until this day, I still don't remember his name. We're Facebook friends, but I can't find him.
Just call him Bublé.
Bublé. So the whole night, we're like, Michael Bublé. Like, whatever, Michael Bublé. I go home with Michael Bublé, okay? He had this nice one-bedroom apartment on the Upper East Side. I don't know what his deal was, but he was like, here's a closet. You can take up some space here if you ever move in.
Oh my God.
One of those nights, right? And we went up to this roof, looked at the stars. It was wonderful. So the next morning, he walked me to brunch. I was getting brunch with a friend of mine. Never saw him again. But years later, Michael Bublé messaged me asking about something that I was doing, and I could not remember who he was.
Oh.
I could not remember him out. Like, till this day, I still can't remember his name. But
if you saw him, you would
He looked like Michael Bublé. He probably still looks more like Michael Bublé now. But he was trying to help me in my career. I mean, it was like a connection that I needed. But I could not place who he was until he said Mad River. I was like, Mad River!
So what did he want?
I mean, I don't remember. This was years ago. It was like he was trying to help me with with something in my career. But anyway, it was making a connection. Sweet guy. Michael Bublé, if you're out there, you're such a nice guy. What is your name again?
Call us, Michael, please.
You can just drop in right now.
Yeah, pop in, Michael.
If you're on Facebook Live and you're listening, you're here waiting for
you. I'm right here. Yeah. Where's my closet?
We have a shot of vodka for you.
Before we end our convo, I have one last question for you.
Yeah.
Being a bartender, your hours are, like, I know it's new, so it's only been the last month. Do you go on dates, like, on the weekdays, or, like, when do you,
I had a date.
Times?
I was supposed to have a Tinder date on Tuesday.
Okay.
Do you have a date tonight?
No, I don't.
Have you met Julie? You guys should go on a date tonight here live on the Dateable Podcast. Just saying.
Only I'm not looking for anything, but.
She really isn't. And she loves dollar tacos.
Well, yeah. I'll give you free tacos. Pink tacos. No. Oh, I'm just kidding. Too much. Red River's got great tacos, though. Don't hate at us for that joke.
Now you're always going to remember tacos I'm blushing a certain now. Way. Oh.
We should wrap this
hey
up.
Hey now.
Because he just refilled my drink. I need to go. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
If you're ever in New York City, come visit him here at Mad River on the Upper East Side. You're guaranteed to have a really fucking good time.
Stay dateable.
Want to continue the conversation? First, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle @DateablePodcast. Tag us in any post with the hashtag #StayDateable, and trust us, we look at all of those posts. Then head over to our website, datablepodcast.com. There you'll find all the episodes, as well as articles, videos, and our coaching service with vetted industry experts. You can also find our premium Y series, where we dissect, analyze, and offer solutions to some of the most common dating conundrums. We're also downloadable for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Overcast, Stitcher Radio, and other podcast platforms. Your feedback is valuable to us, so don't forget to leave us a review. And most importantly, remember to stay dateable.